Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Mem Tet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the second Mishnah and then several other Mishnayot of the sixth Perek. The first Mishnah, if you recall, dealt with the inclusion of anyone who has a Siman Elyon in the group of those who have Siman Tachton and the impossibility of the inverse. Mishnah Bet, Kayotsebo, meaning a similar relationship, is Kol Klicheres Shumachnis, any Klicheres that has a hole enough, big enough to have water come in, Motzi. Well, certainly that hole is big enough for water to go out. V'yeshe Motzi v'eno Machnis, but you could have one that's big enough for it to leak out and not to put water in. We'll see why that's a halachically impactful issue. Call Eva Sheishbo Tziporin, any limb that has a nail, Yeshbo Etzem, has a bone. Via Sheishbo Etzem, Einbo Tziporin, and of course there are lots of limbs that have bones that do not have nails. We'll see what the significance of that is. The next Mishnah, call him a Tamei Midras, any material that could become Tamei Midras, like a blanket or a mat or something that you sit or lie on, Mitamei Tamei Meit, is susceptible to Tumat Meit, Via Shemitamei Tumat Meit, but those things that are Tamei Meit, Veino Matamei Midras, are not necessarily Tamei Midras, and we'll see what that's about. Okay, let's start with the first one. Machnis. Pasul mechatat, pasul mishum gistera. A mechatat means the kli used to mix the water and the ashes and to throw on the person. That kli is pasul if it has a hole big enough to put water in. And it's also pasul mishum gistera, meaning you have a kli that's broken but still serves as a kli. That's called a gistera. But it now has a hole big enough to put water in. Besides that, it's now nothing. Not mekabel tuma. Now, motzi, if it's only big enough to have water come out, kasher lemechatat, it can be used for mechatat. Hupasul mishum gistera, but it, even as a gistera, even that little hole makes it invalid because it's already messed up. Vasi shonin klecheres shiro b'chones mashkeh. So we have a brayta that says that klicheres, the shear, is enough to put water in. The only reason for which a leaky kli, something that can have water come out of, is significant is for gistera. My tama, why is a gistera different? Because you never say bring a gistera to support a gistera. In other words, if you have a cup that's leaking, you're not going to bring another leaky cup to support it. Once it's already a broken cup, the smallest hole makes it nothing. And now it's not metame tumat kelim, it's not a kli for any purpose. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad bod kin kli cheres ledai im nikei b'koneis mashkeim lav. How do you check to see if a kli has enough to put water in? Yavi arevam le'amayim, so you bring a basket full of water, v'notein k'tera l'tocha, and then put a pot inside, the pot that we're looking at, im kinsav yadua sh'koneis mashkeh. If water gets in, so you know it's in, v'im lav yadua sh'motzi mashkeh. If not, then you know that at least it puts it out. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kofef oznei k'tera l'tocha, you take the lips and you put them in towards each other, and you flood it with water on the top. You'll look inside and you'll see if there's water in there. If not, then at least you know that it can be motzi mashke. Or you could actually put this kli on top of a fire. If the fire makes it stand, you know that water is coming out a little bit, but if not, then you'll do a shvachlis mashke. It's too big of a hole and it's not making it stand. You don't have to put it on top of the fire. The fire is going to make it stand up anyways. You put it on hot coals. So the same din that the Chachamim had, or perhaps Rabbi Yehuda, about the ur, he applies to the remetz. If instead it was dripping one drop at a time, so how are they different? Whether water that can get in because you push it in, which is what the Tanakama had, is a meaningful, actually it's what Rabbi Yehuda had by flooding it from top, is whether or not that counts as being kones mashke. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah, called Eirish Yishpot Tziporin, etc. Yishpot Tziporin Metavim Magov Masav Oel. So if it has a nail, then it's a piece of a dead body, then this is metame, whether you touch it, you lift it up, or you're in an oil with it. Yesh po etzem vein bo tziporin, but if it only has bone and no nail, then metame mago masa. Vein metame oil, it's not metame be oil unless it has kashi'ur. Amar v'chista, the vizor abeinu agadol amaro, which seems to be rav. Hamakom yad be'ezro, and he blesses him. Etzba yitera sheshbo etzem bein bo tzipor. Unless you have an extra digit on your hand, and there's no fingernail. It has a bone, so matam ba'gomasa, matam ba'ohel. There we go, it doesn't have tumat ohel. That's only if it's not aligned with the other digits, in which case it's some weird appendage, as opposed to a sixth finger. Okay, the next Mishnah called Tam Midras said, "Call the Chazil Midras Batamit Memet." Anything that could be used for Midras, like lying on it or sitting on it, a chair or a mat, something, is already Matamit Memet. But what sort of things are Tamit Memet but not Midras? Like a basket. We said that a zav who sits on a kli yachol kaf is it's tame yachol kafasei avishav leav takav yashav leav. I might think if he turned a basket over and sat on it, yei tame tamal lomar asher yeshev alav azav. The pasuk says that a zav would sit on. Mishav yuchad lishivat has to be something that's fit for sitting. As opposed to this, it says that we say get off the thing so we can use the basket for what it's used for, which is not for sitting. Okay, the next Mishnah, again, the same theme, very different area. We go into Choshev Mishpat. Mishnah Dalad, Kol Ra'ui Ladun Dinei Nefashot. Anyone who's fit to be a judge for Dinei Nefashot, for capital cases, Ra'ui Ladun Dinei Mamonot, is fit to sit on Dinei Mamonot, small claims, you might say, or monetary cases. But there are some people who are fit to do Dinei Mamonot, not Nefashot. Aviura says that Mishnah is coming to include a mamzer who's fit for mamonot but not nefashot. We have this Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Hakol k'shirin ladun dinei mamonot ve'en hakol k'shirin ladun dinei nefashot ve'havinan ba, and on that Mishnah we commented. Same thing. So the answer is chada latuye ger. One of the Mishnayot is there to include a ger for dinei mamonot. V'chada latuye mamzer and one for mamzer. We don't know which. Doesn't really matter. As long as we have two, we can include both. Utsrichi, why do we need both? Why can't we learn one from the other? In other words, it's somebody who's sort of on the fringes of society, but if they're knowledgeable enough, they can do dinei mamonot. Diashminim ger, because if we mention ger, we said mishum deroi levo bakal, because he can marry somebody. Mamzer deroi levo bakal. Mamzer can't marry a regular person. Amalo, maybe he's out. It means he's really distant. So even yashminim mamzer, if we mention that a mamzer is a kosher edayin, shogat mitipas kshere, he comes from Jewish blood, if you will. But a ger who comes from non-Jewish blood, amalo, maybe he can't be a dayan. That's why we need to say that both can. The next Mishnah, which is really related to Hidalad, is, hey, kol ha-kasher ladun, kasher la'id, v'yesh kasher la'id, v'yesh kasher ladun. Anybody who can be a judge can be a witness, but there's somebody who can be a witness who can't be a judge. So latuye mai, who's that including? Yochal latuye suma bachat me'inav. To include somebody who's blind in one eye who could be a witness but not a judge. Umani, whose authority is that following? Rabbi Meir, Tanya Ayah, Rabbi Omer, Ma'atav, and Lomar, Alpiyam, Yaakov, Yivachol, Naga, when it talks about the Kohanim Alvim, it says, based on their word, all suits and all Negaim cases will be settled. Chimayin, Revim, Etzel, Negaim. How are you comparing the two? One is two parties against each other, the other is to look at skin and see whether it's a Nega or hair or something. So, Makish, Revim, the Negaim. So, the Torah is comparing the two. Ma negiim bayom. First of all, tzarat has to be viewed during the day. Dichtiv uviyom heraot bo, on the day that you show it to the kohen. Afrivim bayom. That's how we know dinei mamonot have to be during the day. Uma negiim shelo besuma, and the case of negiim has to be seen by a kohen who is not blind. Dichtiv l'chom marei nei kohen, and that implies both eyes. Afrivim shelo besuma. Same thing with suits. Somebody who's judging dinei mamonot has to be able to see. Makish negaim l'rivim, and it compares negaim to riv. Ma rivim shlo b'krovim. We know that you can't be a relative to be if you're a judge. You can't be somebody who's related to either of the parties. Af negaim shlo b'krovim. So a kohen who looks at your negaim nega can't be a direct relative of yours. Ma rivim shlo shav negaim shlo shav. You might think that therefore, just like dinei mamonot require three, look at the sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin. So tzarat perhaps needs three kohanim, or three, one of which one is a kohen. V'dinu. And it's Kavachomer. Mamonot b'shlosha, if adjudicating issues of your money and property needs three, gufo lo koshkin, so your body should certainly need three. Tamalomar v'huval Aharon ha-kohen or al-chad banav ha-kohenim. When it comes to Tzarat, you bring it to Aaron or one of his sons. Because the Torah goes out of its way to say one is enough. Alamata shafil ha-kohen ha-chad ro'at ha-negayim. So now we have a story. Ha-hu samya dahavei b'shavuta d'Rabbi Yochanan dahavei kedayin dina. So there was a blind guy, and the Rishonim disagree about whether or not this guy was blind in both eyes or blind only in one eye. He was a judge. V'lo kamalei v'lo midi. Rabbi Yochanan said nothing. He allowed him to continue to judge. Heichi avihachi. How could he do that? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. The halacha follows a stam mishnah, and our stam mishnah indicates that somebody who's blind even in one eye is pasul l'din. Now in kol kashel adun kashel idgesh kashel ayin ayin kashel adun amin l'tui ma'ayin amir Yochanan l'tui suma achat meinav. So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan stam machrin ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found another stam that non dine mamonot tanin bayom v'gonim balayla. We have another Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says you could start dine mamonot during the day, but you could finish them at night, which means that that authority does not accept the comparison to negaim, which must be done fully during the day. So therefore, he must also say that dine mamonot could be judged by a blind guy. My rule made the stam and stam. So why did Rabbi Yochanan prefer that stam to this stam? The answer is, Vibaitem astama de Rabbi Madiv, because our stam, we said, was like a mayor. That's Rabbanan. Vibaitem amishum daktani la gabe yochata de dini. The other reason is because it's mentioned along with the laws of Sanhedrin, in Sanhedrin, al halacha psuka, and therefore we accept it as the law. Okay, the last piece of what we're going to do in this podcast, kol shachayav masort mitame tumat ochlin. Any food which is liable for masrot, is could become tame with tumat ochlin. V'yishem tame tumat ochlin, but there are things that could become tame. V'enochav masrot aren't produce of the ground. Latuye mai, was that latuye basar v'dagim u'beitzim? So meat and fish and eggs could become tame, but are not chayav in masrot. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next in this sequence of the difference between peyah and masrot. We have a long involved sukkah to deal with in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.